Indeed, 30 years later, Fatima bint Asad was pregnant. Rasulullah was 30 years old at the time. Fatima bint Asad is pregnant, and she stands outside the Kaaba, and she prays, "Ya Allah, by the one who built this Kaaba, and by this house, make this pregnancy easy for me." And the doors of the Kaaba open, and she goes inside and they close. And she stays inside there for 3 days. And she comes out. People don't know what's happened. How could someone go inside the Kaaba, let alone be there for 3 days? The doors wouldn't open. She comes out with a baby, this new baby, who the Prophet had been waiting for. Interestingly enough, that the message of Islam, the Ba'tha, begins when the Prophet is 40 years old. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam is 10 years old, of a mature age to stand by him. That the message was meant for Rasulullah to propagate and Imam Ali to defend in the very beginning. And Imam Ali tells us of his life with Rasulullah, and Rasulullah tells us of his life with Imam Ali. And Imam Ali's eyes stayed closed when he was a newborn baby, until Rasulullah took him into his hands, and the report says that he opened his eyes. The first face he saw was the face of Rasulullah. And so Prophet Muhammad says, أخصني بالنظر فخصصته بالعلم. He chose me to be the first one that he looks at, and so I choose him to be the one to give my knowledge to. And indeed, Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us how he was raised on the lap of the Prophet, on the chest of the Prophet, how the Prophet would chew the morsels of food before putting it into the mouth of a toothless baby, the toothless Ali, when he was still a young child. How Rasulullah raised him, would sleep next to him in the cradle. Of course, Rasulullah, when he was 29, 30 years old, he was still living in the house of Abu Talib. And so he took Imam Ali and he raised Imam Ali alayhi salam. And from when Imam Ali, from when he could walk, his whole life was about Rasulullah. He would go wherever the Prophet goes. And he would describe it, he would say, "I was like the baby camel in between the mother camel's legs, always going where he's going."